the lion's minister of state. You have all heard that the lion is the king of the jungle. You may not have heard that the lion is looking for a new minister of state. The previous minister suddenly disappeared, and the animals thought they knew why, especially since the lion had noticeably gained weight and he had been seen picking his teeth a lot. Only three animals in the kingdom dared to apply for the job. There was the crocodile, long and green with snapping jaws. There was the bear, tall and strong, with steel-like claws. And there was the little teeny bunny rabbit, who always followed the jungle laws. The lion called them all to a job interview. As with most civil service jobs, there is a test you must pass to get this job, said the lion. It is too late to back out now. To be fair, I am asking you all the same question. Crocodile, come here, crocodile, said the lion. You first, crocodile. Smell my breath, crocodile. The lion leaned forward as he forced his breath into the face of the crocodile. Is it sweet, like the smell of flowers opening up on the savannah in the early morning? Was it foul, like the stench of rotting meat under the noonday sun? The crocodile was used to having his own way and telling things exactly as they were. He didn't let anyone get the best of him. And so he said, "Oh, your majesty, if you please, your breath would fell 100 trees. It would bring an elephant to its knees. I'd rather stuff my nose with bees than smell your stinking breath." But before he could continue, the lion interrupted him. "Wrong answer, crocodile," he stated in a very calm, low voice. Then he became louder, shouting, "How dare you, crocodile! I can't hire you as my minister of state. You would insult everybody. Your brutal honesty would cause everyone to become an enemy and to make war on our kingdom." Whereupon the lion fell upon the crocodile and ate him. He picked his teeth. The lion grew calm once more. "Bear, your turn, bear. Come here, bear," said the lion. "Take my test, bear. Smell my breath, bear." Then the lion leaned towards the face of the bear and delivered his breath right into the bear's face. "Is my breath sweet, like the sweet jungle orchids growing in the top of the trees? Or is it foul, like the smell of bloated and rotting fish floating along the banks of a stagnant jungle pool?" Now the bear had seen what had happened to the crocodile, and even though he knew the lion's breath was terrible, he decided to lie. "Oh, your majesty, what a treat to smell your breath that smelled so sweet, like a fine dessert that tastes so sweet. Your breath is... I can't lie anymore. Your breath stinks." "Oh, wrong answer, bear. How dare you, bear? I can't hire you as my minister of state. You would lie to everyone in your fear and tell them what they want to hear. Your fear would cause you to give away everything our kingdom holds dear." Whereupon the lion fell upon the bear and ate him. He picked his teeth. "Bunny rabbit, your turn, bunny rabbit. Come here, bunny rabbit. Take my test, bunny rabbit. Smell my breath, bunny rabbit." This time,
The lion leaned into the bunny rabbit's face and exhaled noisily. "Is it sweet, like the flowers dripping honey as they open in the morning? Or is it foul like the stench of rotting meat on the vulture's beak?" Well, now the bunny rabbit had seen what had happened to both the crocodile and to the bear. He wrinkled his nose up and down in the air and started wriggling it. He wriggled it up and down and from side to side. "Oh, your majesty, I do trust an honest answer is a must. But before my answer can be told, I must state, I have a cold. Yes, yes, that's it. I have a cold," he said, beginning to wiggle his nose up and down. "I'm sorry, your majesty," said the bunny rabbit. "I have a cold. Perhaps your majesty could advise me and give me a clue as to what your opinion is. Then I'll be glad to answer."
"Oh, good answer, bunny rabbit," said the lion. "Unlike the crocodile, you wouldn't insult everyone. Unlike the bear, you wouldn't lie and tell everyone what they wanted to hear. You are open to advice and you think fast. Good answer, bunny rabbit. You will be my new minister of state. Now today, most of you have seen the little teeny bunny rabbit hopping around doing the work as the minister of state. But every time it stops, it remembers to put its nose in the air and wiggle it, pretending to still have a cold.